The best celebrity chefs aren't just great at their craft in the kitchen. They're great business people, too. But crunching numbers and balancing budgets isn't exactly the same skill set as braising and searing in the kitchen. A new program at Arizona State University aims to bridge that gap for local chefs. The PREPT program targets mobile food entrepreneurs, mostly women and people of color, who need a boost to get their businesses off the ground. They've just completed their pilot year of the program with a group of entrepreneurs and a group of professional mentors in the Valley who showed them how to take their businesses to the next level. Michelle Rudy is the coordinator for the program.
You can love cooking, you can love the food that you make, but if you want to make it in running a food business, you need to learn the business side. And so that was a huge takeaway for the entrepreneurs, to really understand the numbers. Some of the people that we worked with, they're hustling. I mean, they're killing themselves doing this, and they weren't making any money. And so really being able to see themselves now as entrepreneurs, as business owners. Daryl Cox, who's from DC's Smoke and Barbecue, one of his takeaways was work on your business, not in your business.
So how did it go for this first cohort of up-and-coming food entrepreneurs? To find out, I went out to an industrial kitchen in South Phoenix where Chef Sasha Reyes was busy prepping meals for her meal delivery service, Clean Cuisine.
So today we're cooking for my meal delivery business, which is all centered around a gluten-free menu. It's all really healthy, nutritious stuff. So right now I'm actually in the process of putting together some gluten-free lemon blueberry pancakes. And then we're going to be doing some chili omelets here with our delicious cage-free eggs and a scratch-made turkey chili. All right, so I've got my batter here for my lovely little pancakes. So we're gonna actually need to take this guy over to the griddle.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go cook. So we've been given access to this kitchen facility through the help of ASU Prepped and Phoenix Hustle. So this is like a very large, commercial, industrial-sized kitchen. We're gonna just put pancakes down on the griddle. And
starting to sizzle there.
So tell me, how did you hear about the PREPT program? How'd you get involved?
I was kind of at a point in my business where I've been doing this now for about 5 years, working as a personal chef. And I was trying to figure out a way to sort of replicate myself, because typically, you know, I would go to work for my clients in their homes. There's only so much that I can do within a given week. And I understand that, you know, everybody can't afford the personal chef, but a lot of people are looking to eat healthier. A lot of people are looking for that convenience. So that's where I came up with this idea for this meal delivery business. And learning to actually put something like that together in that scale. I was looking for help, you know, as a business person within the community, and that's when I stumbled upon ASU Prepped. Mm-hmm. And since being involved with that program, I've learned so much more from the business aspect of things to actually get me to this point where I am, you know, actually doing something with this. I'm generating income and I'm creating, you know, a great product for my customers.
Right. Well, and that's what's so interesting to me about this. You were, I'm guessing, a chef first, not a business person, right? And you had to learn that part of it?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. So it was a whole new world for me. That was kind of the case with the other people who participated in the PREP program as well, is that ASU put together this great community outreach program looking for people who were food entrepreneurs, women and minority in the community. And all of us really knew our craft. We knew our particular cooking style. We knew what we wanted to do. We knew what our dreams were, but we really didn't know how to implement that. And we didn't know a lot of the business aspects behind that, especially myself included. I became a personal chef about 5 years ago. And prior to that, I had worked in the restaurant industry for 10 years. So my entire background was strictly culinary. So to learn how to put together a business plan, to learn how to put together profit and loss statements, to learn how to, you know, business network and hire good help and all these different things that actually go into running a business were things that ASU Prepped helped me with.
That's a steep learning curve, huh? Oh, gotta flip these guys.
Yeah. Too bad you can't capture the smell on here, right? Go back over here. Get the eggs ready for our omelets.
So you went through this program with a bunch of other chefs who were working on similar things. And so I wonder how those relationships helped and working with some of the mentors that the program offered might have helped.
The biggest thing I really felt like I took away from the mentors that were involved that I worked with was to actually be a lot more confident in myself. It wasn't so much the numbers, it wasn't so much the food costing or the business networking. Truly, I think the takeaway for me was a boost in my confidence to say, okay, yeah, I've seen this with other people, or I went through it myself and you can get through it too, and to actually get that boost of confidence to go like, okay, I got this, I can do this.
So you're through with the program now. What's next for you? What are you hoping to do with what you've learned, and what do you want to do next with your business?
I'm ready to move into the expansion phase of our business. We just got into this kitchen facility 2 weeks ago. So now that we're in here and everything is like fully legit, I'm ready to just dive into really creating a brand and a company that people find synonymous with healthy eating and convenience. I really want to see this expand throughout the valley. I feel like we're really offering a valuable service to the community. A lot of people nowadays, you know, they're concerned about their health, but they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. We get so many mixed messages, you know, eat vegan, eat paleo, eat low fat, eat low carb, eat carb rotation, do this, do that. And my background working with professional athletes, working alongside their dietitians, working with their trainers, working with naturopathic doctors is all what kind of filtered down and funneled into the menu that we've created for this business, which is no BS, all nutritionally dense, common sense approach to eating healthy, which I think people need that.
Chef Sasha Reyes with Clean Cuisine. Thanks so much for talking with me about this.
Thank you.